Good day. This is Paige Estrotori with your daily financial services news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into the key industry updates from Australia on this fine Friday, March 21st, 2025. We begin with the Australian institutional investors, who are setting a distinct path by venturing into niche private markets. Research conducted by Nuveen reveals that a striking 75% of these investors are planning to ramp up their allocations in unconventional private credit opportunities over the next half decade, surpassing the global average of 66%. These private markets range from NAV lending to asset-backed securities such as music royalties and airplane leasing. Family offices and high-net-worth individuals aren't far behind, as they also explore these sectors for diversification and steady income channels. Our keen investors are looking to funds like the CRE Debt Fund and the Nuveen Churchill Private Credit Income Fund for a taste of private capital's diversifying potential and stable returns. Switching gears to superannuation, we find an upcoming storm clouding the horizon of insurance within Australian superannuation funds. A recent report from Mercer reveals that merely half of the fund members currently enjoy insurance coverage, with its viability threatened by concerns of affordability and scale. The government's policy changes, the Protecting Your Super and Putting Members' Interests First packages, have intensified this pinch by limiting default offerings. Coupled with the fact that three prime insurers control a whopping 60% of funds, it's clear that turbulence is on the way. Despite the pressures, ASIC and APORE are initiating rigorous regulatory scrutiny to enhance the member experience. Ahead, we might witness a divergence in how super funds view insurance as a question of compliance or as a key strategic differentiator. Turning to the labor market, recent unemployment data has stirred speculation around a potential rate cut by the Reserve Bank of Australia. Despite persistent unemployment rates at 4.1%, the unanticipated loss of 52,800 jobs in February reveals the lurking vulnerabilities in our economy. The worrying job decline brings grave implications for business productivity, consumer confidence, and wage growth. Hence, a rate cut might be on the cards to stimulate economic activity, ease borrowing costs, and promote spending and investment. The future policy decisions of the Reserve Bank certainly hinge on how these developments in the labor market unfold, putting the spotlight on upcoming labor reports. Lastly, let's look at a revealing ruling involving an uninsured driver and QBE insurance. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, has ruled in favor of QBE following a collision. The uninsured driver, who was at fault for not maintaining a safe distance, sought compensation for various losses. AFCA, however, denied this claim, emphasizing the partial responsibility of the uninsured driver in the incident. Nevertheless, QBE didn't leave unscathed either. They were directed to pay $500 for initially misinforming the driver about financial obligations resulting from the accident. That's all for today's news wrap. Make sure to check financialservicesonline.com.au for more news in insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. I'm Paige Estrotori, and until next time, keep a close eye on your financial future.